these verses together. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I want you to remember that God is merciful and that we can freely come to God. This week between Christmas and New Year's always feels like a time of transition and somewhat similar to the ending of a day and the beginning of a new one. These verses, this passage brings out that good reminder that God's faithfulness or his mercies are new every morning. I want to also apply that to they are going to be new next year. God's mercy and grace and forgiveness is also, not only has it been with us in the past, it will be present again as we continue on into this next calendar year. So I've been feeling a lot of need for God's grace and forgiveness these days, grateful for the reminders that we have in the Bible of the mercy and grace that God has for us. And so this is something that I'm processing for myself, this need to accept God's grace once again. So there are several passages that I want to read from the Old Testament. I want to read several passages and then several songs as well. And thinking of, I was thinking about the fact that the passages I chose came from the Old Testament. I didn't do it necessarily on purpose, but just these are texts that were written under the Old Covenant. And so I don't know if I can say how much more God's the same as now as he was then, but it is it was a good reminder for me to remember that not only do we have the grace and the forgiveness of God now, but it was also just as real before Christ came to earth. In Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 20, talking about God's steadfast love and compassion, please read with me when it's in bold. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Number 670 is taken from this passage. Let's sing that song now. Great God of Wonders, number 670. God has grace, so rich and free, full and free. Psalm 103 now is a song of blessing to God. And I'd initially picked it because of verses. I'm trying to remember which verses it is. I don't have it exact. I did put the verse numbers in here. But it talks about the grace and mercy forgiveness of God. I'm going to just jump ahead and find it now. Yeah, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So, once again, a reminder that God is merciful. We can freely come to him. Let's read this passage. Once again, join me when it's in bold. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness from children's children to those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word. Bless the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I'd still like to sing song number 95. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, which was also taken from this psalm, Psalm 103.
Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Ransom, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me his praise should sing. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Let's bow for prayer. God, as we go into this, as we end this year, go into the next year, help us to remember that you have grace and mercy for us. Help us to come to you freely. Thank you for your love. As we go into the rest of this service, we commit this Sunday school time to you, the rest of the time, also the sermon, our time visiting afterwards. Thank you for your presence here, and we ask that you work in our hearts today. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time.